welcome everyone, both those of you here in the sanctuary as well as those of you joining us online, as we are in the wrap-up season of a message series. I'm wrapping up this season, a series on tough questions with a message, the final one titled, How Can I Stop Worrying? How can I stop worrying? So a man went to the doctor worried about his health. And the doctor said, what's the problem? He said, I'm worried. I don't feel good. The doctor looked him over and he said, you know, you have nothing to worry about. You are going to live until you're 60. And he said, I am 60. He started worrying. Woman had to fly on a plane to Florida. She hated to fly. It made her nervous. Right before the flight, she went and she purchased a $200,000 flight insurance policy. She gets on the plane. They serve her a Chinese dinner. She opens up a fortune cookie. And what does it say? It says a recent investment will pay great dividends. She starts worrying. Another guy's flying on a plane that was going to be going through some turbulence. And, you know, he was a little bit worried about that. He called the flight attendant back. He says, ma'am, I'm not really worried or anything, but how often do jets like this one crash? And she says, well, as a rule, only once. He started to worry. So the fact is, all of us are tempted to worry about something. We can't control our health, so we worry about it. Or we can't control our jobs, so we worry about them. Or we can't control our children or our grandchildren, and so we worry about them. We can't control the future, and so we worry about it. The truth is, worrying never solves anything. All it does is makes us miserable. Hello? It is stewing without doing. In Jesus' famous Sermon on the Mount, he has a lot to say about fear and worry. Wasn't Jesus such a practical guy? I mean, he understood the basic issues that all of us deal with, and he addressed them. So let's talk about what Jesus had to say about worry. And I would begin by saying, first of all, Jesus says worry is unreasonable. Worry is unreasonable. It doesn't make sense to spend a lot of time worrying. Jesus in Matthew 6:25 said, therefore, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and your body more important than clothes? Jesus says we often worry about the wrong things. What we're going to eat or drink or wear. Life is much more involved than just those things. Jesus is saying if you're going to worry about something, think about the bigger things in life, not the small things like food or clothing. Don't worry about the external. Worry about the eternal. If they're not going to last, some things aren't really worth worrying about. It's unreasonable to worry about many of the things in this life. If you worry about something long enough, pretty soon your worry becomes larger than life. It gets exaggerated. Worry is unreasonable. Second thing, worry is unnatural. Jesus gives us an illustration from nature. Matthew 6:26. He says, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or stow away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? God says that you and I are more valuable than the birds. And then he says in the next verse, why do you worry about clothes? Look at the lilies of the fields. They don't worry about theirs, and yet King Solomon in all his glory wasn't clothed as beautifully as they are. Jesus points to two things in nature. First of all, he points to the birds. Now, if anybody is on God's welfare roll, it is the birds. I mean, you think about it. What do the birds really do? They chirp and they twitter and they flitter around and they take up land that could be developed, I suppose. But what do they really do? And yet God says, I take care of them. And aren't you more valuable than they are? And then he says, look at the flowers. Have you ever looked closely at a flower? It is beautiful, and its intricacies are amazing. It's only going to last maybe 6 to 8 weeks, and yet the intricate design, the attention God has given to flowers, he says they're not even going to last very long at all. But look how much attention God has paid to them in designing them. So here's the point. Animals don't worry. Flowers don't worry. There's only one thing in all of God's creation that worries: human beings. People. We are the only ones. God says it's unnatural to worry. Worry is also unhealthy too. Your body was not wired to handle excessive worry. God didn't gear you up that way. So when you worry, you take it out on your body. So we have stomach problems or muscle problems, back problems, digestive problems. Worry can cause all kinds of health issues because our bodies weren't designed for excessive worry. You ever heard somebody say, "I'm worried sick"? Well, they may be. I've read that Americans consume 165 tons of aspirin a day. 7.5 billion headaches a year. That is a lot of Excedrin. And why? Because worry is not only unnatural, it's unhealthy. Next, Jesus reminds us that worry is unhelpful. It's unhelpful. It really doesn't work. It doesn't change anything. Matthew 6:27. Let's read it together. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? He says, why are you worrying? It can't make you any taller. It can't make you shorter. Worrying can't make you thinner as much as you and I would like to think that it would. It can't make you smarter. Worry can't make you live longer. It can't even help you add even an hour to your life. In fact, what it does is the opposite. It actually shortens your life. Studies have shown that people who are chronic worriers actually live lives that are shorter than those who don't worry. People who have peace of mind tend to live longer. Worry is unhelpful. Worry does not change the past. As much as you and I would like it, worry won't change the past, no matter how much we stew about it. Worry cannot control the future either, no matter how much we fret about it. So, if it can't change the past and it can't control the future, what does worry do? What it does is it messes up today. That's all it does. Every time you and I worry, we are robbing ourselves of happiness right now. It is unhelpful. Finally, Jesus says worry is unnecessary. God cares for you. Believe it. Don't have such little faith. Matthew 6:30. Jesus says, and if God cares so wonderfully for the flowers that are here today and gone tomorrow, won't he more surely care for you? You have so little faith. He says, it's unnecessary. If you know God, you don't need to worry. Why? Because God has promised to take care of your needs. If we will just trust him. He will take care of our needs. We don't have to worry. If you come to Christ and you say, Jesus Christ, I want you to be number one in my life. I want to live for you. I want to follow you and your plan. Then God says, okay. And here's what can happen. Here's what I want to do. Philippians 4:19. The Apostle Paul, writing under the inspiration of the Spirit, says, my God shall supply all of your needs in Christ Jesus. He says, all your needs, not some, not a few, not just the ones God wants to pick out, not just the spiritual ones. It says all your needs. So what does that include? Does that include our bills? Yes. Does that include dealing with relational conflicts when they come? Yes. Does that include your dreams and your goals and your ambitions? Yes. Does it include health issues that you don't know what to do with? Yes. All means all. God will meet all of your needs in Christ. The real issue for you and me is, do we trust God? He says, I want to meet all your needs. Do you trust me? God is a loving Father who cares for all of our needs. I'm either going to choose to trust God or I'm going to choose to live a life of worry. And I have to tell you, sometimes the greatest battle that I face day in and day out in my life is this: am I going to trust God in the midst of whatever these circumstances are, or am I going to worry and trust my worry? So how can I stop worrying? Jesus tells us. He gives us four things that we can do that come up out of this passage from the Sermon on the Mount. How do I stop worrying? The antidote is just not telling yourself, oh, you know, you shouldn't worry. That doesn't work. It just makes us more frustrated, because it takes more than just willpower to stop worrying. You and I already know that, because we've tried that. It takes, I would lift up four things. First of all, get to know God. This is foundational. You make a personal decision to open up your life in faith to God. Matthew 6:32, the first part of the verse, Jesus says this in the Message paraphrase: people who don't know God and the way he works worry over these things, but you know both God and how he works. If you don't know God, if you don't have a relationship with God, well, then maybe you ought to worry. Maybe you have every reason to worry. I don't know. If you don't know God and you don't know Christ, you're out really on your own. You're out there in the big bad world living in your own power, in your own strength. If it's going to be, it's up to me kind of thinking. You don't have any outside external hope or power or source for all the problems or the pressures that you're going to be facing your entire life. Perhaps if you don't know Christ, you ought to be worried. Honestly, if I were trying to live my life without God's help, I would be very worried. Very worried. There's plenty in the world to be worried about. Just pick up a newspaper. There are plenty of things in the world to be worried about, but you and I, we don't have to worry about them, because I know God, and I can share, I can give my worries and my cares to him. Worry, some say, is really practical atheism. Every time you worry, you're acting like an unbeliever. You're acting like there's no God every time that we worry. You're acting like it all depends on you. What you're saying is, I don't really believe God will meet all my needs, or I don't really believe God will take care of me, or I don't really believe that God has all these promises and he's going to keep them. In fact, I don't even know if there is a God. And so you start worrying again and again. Well, I would say, don't do that. Get to know God better. Open your life to Jesus Christ again, or perhaps for the first time. Explore the Bible. Explore the truths of God's Word. See if focusing your attention on God doesn't help you to deal with your worries better. If you want to stop worrying, a second thing, put God first in every area of my life. After you get to know God, after you've been convinced of his value in your life, it's time to put him first. Matthew 6:33, one of my favorite scriptures in all the Bible says, let's read it together. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Anytime you let something replace God as first place in your life, you are naturally going to worry. You were made by God. You were made to have God at the center of your life. And so anytime you take God out of the center of your life and you put anything else in there, no matter how good it is, you are going to worry. You're setting yourself up for anxiety. Worry is always an indication of mixed up values. Worry is always an indication that God has slipped up. He has slipped out of first place and into second or third or fifth place, and you've elevated something else in your life. So what's the most important thing in your life right now? Is it your career or your family? Is it appearing successful? Is it being popular with friends? Is it maximizing the amount of pleasure or thrill that you can have? Or is it a hobby? Is it making money? Is it achieving a certain level of success and prestige? These things could all be fine and good in their proper place, but they were never meant to be first place in our lives. They were never meant to be in the place of God. And if we put any of these things in the center of our life will eventually begin to unravel. It will fall apart, and you'll be worried that it's going to be fall apart because none of these things have enough power to hold a life together. Only God has that kind of power. Only God can fill the God-shaped void that He has created within each one of us. So anytime you love anything more than God, you're going to be victimized by worry. So put God first in your life. A third thing. How about live one day at a time? One day at a time. Matthew 6:34 says, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough what? Trouble of its own. Jesus is saying, don't open your umbrella until it rains. 2 days you should never worry about, yesterday and tomorrow. Have you ever thought about the fact that today is the tomorrow you worried about yesterday? Why should I live one day at a time? A couple of reasons. If you're worried about tomorrow, you can't enjoy today. You can't stop and smell the roses. You miss today's blessings. So it's okay to plan for tomorrow. In fact, Jesus said, you ought to plan for tomorrow, but you can't live in tomorrow. You can only live in today. So we plan for tomorrow, but we live in today. Stories told, I think I've told this story before, of a guy named Stumpy. Stumpy and his wife Martha, they went to the state fair every year. And every year Stumpy would say to Martha, I would like to ride in that airplane. And every year Martha would say, well, Stumpy, I know that you'd like that, but you know, an airplane ride costs $10, and $10 is $10. Well, this one year, Stumpy and Martha went to the fair, and Stumpy said, Martha, I am 71 years old. If I don't ride this airplane this year, I may never get the chance. And Martha replied, Stumpy, I know that you're interested in that, but you know, $10 is $10. Well, the pilot overheard him, and he says, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. I'll take both of you up for a ride if you'll just stay quiet for the entire ride, not one word, and I won't charge you at all. But if you say one word, well, it's going to be $10. Well, Stumpy and Martha agreed to go up, and so the pilot, he does all kinds of twists and turns and rolls and dives, but not a word heard. And then he does all kinds of tricks over again, but still not a word. And they land, and the pilot turns to Stump and he says, by golly, I tried everything I could to think of to get you to yell out, but you didn't. And Stumpy replied, well, I was going to say something when Martha fell out. But then again, $10 is $10. So when you think about Stumpy and Martha, remember this. Life is short. Enjoy the ride. Live today. A fourth way to stop worrying. Trust God to care. Believe the word. God truly cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. How do you do that? How do you give all your worries and fears to God? One way is to memorize the promises that we find in the scripture. There are over some 7,000 promises from God, and they're there for us to claim. What would it mean if we memorize some more of them? You know, if we memorized one a week, we would have 50 more of them at the end of this year memorized than we do right now. The scripture is like an insurance policy for believers. When I get an insurance policy, I read what is in the policy, I figure out what is covered, and then I don't worry about it anymore. So the reason that you are worrying is that so often you and I, we don't know what God has covered in life. We haven't read the policy. We haven't looked at the promises. We haven't seen the things that God has already assumed responsibility for. So we think that we're responsible for them. You need to get to know God, and you need to get to know God's word so you don't have to worry anymore. Second thing that we can do, pray instead of worry. Every time we have a crisis, we have two options. We can pray or we can panic. Those are the options. Paul says this in Philippians 4:6. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. If you've prayed as much as you've worried, you'd have a lot less to worry about. If it's not worth praying about, it's not worth worrying about either. So pray instead of panic. What is it that's got you worried this morning? What are the things that you are worried about? Whatever it is, I would encourage all of us to do this. Give it to God. Give it to him today. Don't walk out of here with a worry in your heart or your mind. Those things that are beyond your control are not beyond God's control. If you just give them to him. So how can we stop worrying? Give your worries to God. Let's pray about that. Amen? Let's pray together. He can take our worries if we will give them to him. Why don't we just pray this simple prayer? You can pray it there under your breath. Dear Father in heaven, I admit that I often forget that you are with me. I often forget what you're like. Would you please forgive me for that? I need to get to know you better. I need to get to know your word better, your promises. I want to believe in God. I want to believe in you, Jesus. Help me to put you first in every area of my life. Help me to live one day at a time, not worry about tomorrow, but to focus on what you're doing right now. I want to trust you to take care of every one of my needs, financial, relational, physical, social, spiritual, mental, every need in my life that you've promised. Help me to trust you in more and more ways. Trust you more and worry less. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said, amen.